This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
There are words completely wasting, out of work and down.
Pastor Manning is our guest. I love humanity. In my gut, I'm a God-fearing person. No matter how much propaganda is out there, no matter how bad people treat me because of what color I am in my life, I know in my gut and my heart that if I start hating children of any color, that I basically forfeited my soul. I just feel it. I love humanity. And it's a total setup where they play us off against each other. It's all divide and conquer. And when they sit there and they have black liberation theology in the prisons, that's all Ford Foundation, CIA run, that's declassified. It's to make sure people are mentally crippled. They come out, they're controlled by those groups. They won't integrate or work with anybody else or be happy. Then that makes whites get paranoid and even more racist because that's going on the other side. Then you have a little mini race war, and then black people get even more suppressed. Blacks are, 30% of the population, half that's men, 6.5%, and you're going to get in a fight with all the honkies that are armed to the teeth and, know how to go run around the world killing everybody. I mean, that is just not a good move. And that's what they're setting up. That's what they're pushing. And then Pastor Manning's over here saying, let's not do this. Let's be Christian. Let's get jobs. Let's build our communities. Let's have men in the homes. And that's called not liking black people. I don't know what broadcast Ed's listening to, but I hear somebody who loves humanity and loves his people. Now, I'm going to go back to Ed in a minute, but Manning, is that accurate what I said?
Oh, it's absolutely spot on. I mean, we've had 70 years of panty waist policies and activities towards black people, obfuscating their responsibility, allowing them to think and to do and tell them how bad the world has treated them. And look at where
how
it
do you make
them.
Somebody strong weak? You pamper them so they are weak. That was a total attack.
Absolutely. And it was a planned attack as well. So we have to realize that, Harry Truman said when he was president, they used to call him "Give 'em Hell, Harry." And the President Harry said, I don't give them hell. I just tell them the truth. And they think it's hell. When you've got a society of people who are at the bottom of the world's social register, and there's no denying that. I didn't put black people at the bottom of the economic ladder. I didn't put them at the bottom of the family ladder. I didn't put them at the bottom of every social remedy. I didn't put them there. They are there. How do you get them out? You don't get them out by telling them it's okay for them to stay the hell there.
Adversity makes men, prosperity makes monsters. That's Victor Hugo.
And so we have got to be able to tell people, listen, here's the truth. You need to go back to leadership of your home. You need to go back to taking care of your family and your church. And you need to realize that all of the so-called leaders over the last 60 years have made the conditions. I mean, look at Chicago. You got Louis Farrakhan living in Chicago. You got Obama claiming to come from Chicago. You got Jesse Jackson. You got three of the black greatest leaders in Chicago. Yet you got, and they are the ones who are panty-wasting black men. Yet they got more killings of black people in Chicago than we have anyplace else. Does Albert, whoever he is, want me to have the same kind of rhetoric that Jesse Jackson, Louis Farrakhan, and Obama has for black men?
Well, sure. I'm not defending Farrakhan's compendium of work, but Jackson and others do want the liberal social stuff. I mean, Farrakhan at least tries to get folks to get jobs and have their own business.
No, he does. No, I have to give him credit for that. He does. He understands that is the way in which we must go. But I think that when I live in Harlem, and I see the suffering. I'm a pastor of women who've got no man in their life. They go to bed lonely and cold every night. I'm the pastor of children who don't know who their fathers are. I see this go on and on. And I see politicians get up and talk about how bad the white man is. Hell, listen, you can take care of your children. I don't care what the circumstances are. Be a father. Work two jobs, three jobs. What's wrong with that?
I know, it's incredible. I'm telling you, these men are just, they think being lazy, I'm talking about white men, Hispanics, you name it, they think laying around's fun. A man busts his ass.
Absolutely, absolutely. You defend your children with your life. And I think if we had more of that kind of a spirit, more of that spirit, we wouldn't see.
Well, Pastor people. Manning, I always feel like I've had a big old drink of cold water on a hot day when you've been on. You're a great patriot. I love your spirit. Iowa.org.
Alex, I'll say thank you so very much. It's a big honor.
Fresh Liquid Way was so valuable to the improvement of health that in the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Germany, Switzerland, and Austria to dispense Fresh Liquid Way to the sick and aged. The results were restored health and a return of youth. Fresh Liquid Way supplies the most easily digested of all proteins and ranks higher in protein value than the egg. Unfortunately, the current methods of processing whey causes proteins to twist, fold, and become denatured. This makes them non-functional in the body. Like a lock and key, proteins do not work in the body unless they retain the shape that nature gave them. We at Synergistic Nutrition believe that our technological enhancements restore the protein structures of our whey to the shapes that nature originally gave them. The results that One World Whey has generated for so many over several years now testifies that One World Whey is producing very positive results. For a limited time, one or more of the flavors or sizes of One World Whey are on sale. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
A good stove is at the top of the list for any serious survivalist. That's why you have to see the full range at emberlit.com. Simple, elegant, but extraordinarily efficient. Available in titanium or stainless steel, the Emberlit line of stoves are ultralight, pack flat, and work great. Fueled only by sticks and debris, from emergency situations to long-term survival, Emberlit stoves are up to the task. Emberlit, the most convenient, easy-to-carry wood stoves on the planet. See them all at emberlit.com.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
This is the most transparent administration in history, and I can document how that is the case.
American journalists at a media event have criticized the U.S. administration over transparency issues.
We cover what we are allowed to cover.
Lack of transparency is a huge political advantage.
Information management has become so sophisticated, every administration learns from the previous one.
I've got a pen, and I've got a phone.
There are actions I have the legal authority to take as president.
What do you say to someone who believes the president took action to change the law?
We did not change the law. The action within the law.
What you're not paying attention to is the fact that I just took an action to change the law.
Front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
We now take you live to the highway between San Diego and Los Angeles at UCLA as Joe Biggs follows a phalanx of police cars. But you put up Fox, CNN, you name it. It looks like 500 cops, different agencies, LAPD, you name it, just standing around waiting to raid UCLA. And to find out as we cover the media covering the media here, what's going on. So two victims, and it's like the end of the world. And I'm sad somebody got shot, but most of the time it's gang-related, which just shows that's part of, you know, the whole drug culture. And if, you know, two people die in a bus accident, nobody cares. But if it's guns, it's the end of the world. Through this gun crime is down over 20 years. Mass shootings are flat. But we'll find out with Joe Biggs, who's been dealing with social justice warriors and following that whole tour that Breitbart's got, is going and having free speech events that they try to shut down everywhere to illustrate their tyranny. In fact, if I was running the Trump campaign, I'd be out in California every week just to show these people. Every time he does it, his poll numbers go up a point or two. I mean, to just to show the, how authoritarian these folks are. But another so-called mass shooting, which two people, two victims. Joe Biggs, you're driving there, joining us via Skype. Thank you. What intel do you have us?
Well, so far, it's confirmed, yeah, two people have been shot. They're saying there's still an active shooter. I'm on the 405 right now, speeding as fast as I can, behind what seems to be about 50 to 80 cops that have passed me already. They're in the side lane. I'm in the passenger zone lane right now, driving up there as quickly as possible to get there. And as you know, I was actually on the UCLA campus last night, and I just spoke with Milo's manager. They had left and went outside and were talking to some friends and then decided to go back inside that building. And they actually had a bomb threat called on them. So now they're worried that if they continue on with the event today in Long Beach, that this could be related in some way. So they're trying to figure out what they want to do with Breitbart, if they still want to have this event. But, you know, last night I was inside the building where Milo was giving a speech, and there were these people outside the building banging and beating on the wall, screaming and yelling. You know, it was ridiculous. These people are insane.
So you're saying that they've been having bomb threats to shut down these events. That's newsworthy right there. And this could be related to that as a way to try to shut things down. I hope that the social justice warriors haven't shot someone. Is that what you're saying?
I don't know. I mean, I literally just got off the phone with Milo's manager, and they were worried about that because they were leaving, and then they decided to, they had some more friends show up later on, and they went back inside the building where they had the venue last night or whatever. And they said that the police got word that there was a bomb threat, and they were all told to evacuate, swept out of there. And now they're worried that this might be related in a way, so they might shut down this event that they were going to have at Long Beach today. So it's very interesting. This is, you know, very intense. I'm driving as fast as I can through tons of traffic on my right side that's at a standstill on the 405 heading north. So hopefully we can get there in time. We can find out what's going on.
Well, you're in the fast track behind the police. We'll get a video Skype feed as soon as you get there. How far out are you?
It looks like 3.5 miles away with traffic, about 13 minutes. So I'm getting closer. I've been on the road for a little bit now.
Take a break. We'll get you on 40 after or so once you can set up a video feed there on the ground. But that is certainly newsworthy. Please call in a report to Don Salazar or Kit Daniels or Mikhail Thalen or any of our reporters. Paul Watson's listening to give us the basic facts because, wow, the fact that there's been a bomb threat. Slowly go over it all one more time for our reporters and listeners. Exactly where you've been, the tour you're on, what's happening, and what's unfolding.
Well, I'm on the free speech tour with Milo Yiannopoulos. He's a writer for Breitbart, and he's known for a lot of controversial statements. He says feminism is cancer. And I came out. I was invited by his manager to come cover a few of his events. He had three events in a row, last night UCLA, today Long Beach, and tomorrow UC Irvine, which is actually right beside Costa Mesa. We all saw that epic footage that our reporters got when they were down there covering the Trump event, and they're expecting a lot more like that to happen again as well at this UC Irvine event. So what happened last night when we were at the UCLA event, a lot of social justice warriors showed up, beating and banging on doors. They made a human chain with their arms interlinked. They were literally attacking and pushing people, and it was beyond anything I've seen at some of these. I mean, they were literally jumping in front of people and throwing themselves. I saw a girl jump and start backing into a guy hitting him, a reporter, and then told the cops that he assaulted her. And then the cops basically were like, you know, talking to him like he was like some criminal.
That's what's crazy from Portland and upstate New York, everywhere. They'll have the social justice warriors, when you were there, hitting people, saying you're not allowed to have a Trump event with six people, and then the cops come and say, yes, we agree, you're not allowed, good job beating them up. I mean, these cops are like whacked out loons.
Now there's ambulances coming swerving out of the roads around me right now. Wow. This is intense. I mean, this place is everywhere. I mean, there's
total hysteria. They do this to demonize guns. Anytime there's a shooting or a banana peel on the ground, they make a huge deal out of it. Joe, I'm going to let you focus. We'll talk to you in about 20 minutes. Be safe.
Okay.
All right, there goes Joe Biggs. I got loaded phone lines. Pastor Manning left because I had Joe Biggs coming up. He was going to be there at the university, the site of the next event. Ladies and gentlemen, we need other patriots to go out. Because Joe will be in the midst of like 500 anti-American weirdo, whether they're black, white, Hispanic, they'll have like zits all over their face, drooling, they can hardly talk. A lot of them weigh like 400 pounds. I'm not being mad at fat people, it's just that it's like, seems to be what they're into, you know, just sitting on their couch all day, just screaming, no free speech, blah, blah, kill Trump, blah, you know, all this garbage. We need everybody to go to these events and just document it. Because we'll have people in a crowd get incredible footage that gets, you know, 10 million views and is on Drudge and, you know, on CNN and Fox. But we're missing the real gold. I mean, so many times you got a camera and you miss just the most insane stuff you wish you'd have caught. I don't care if you put a Bernie shirt on and just go out there and infiltrate these groups. You could get the footage that is the meme that shoots the black arrow into the dragon's heart and brings it down. I mean, we're so close. This fight is so close right now. I cannot express to you how you need to be on the ground as boots on the ground. I just got chills. I just get chills. This is the battle for the Republic, folks. This is up against people that want to make us poor to control us. They want to blow the engine of free market. We're barely keeping the country going right now. We have had so many victories. We've had so many defeats. We're in a toe-to-toe death battle. And when you're out there taking action, when you're out there speaking out, when you're out there, even more importantly, getting intel on these brainwashed zombies that are the enemy, I feel sorry for them. They're idiots. They're dangerous, but they're like a zombie attack wave. I mean, they're still the enemy. You got to deal with them. And that's just the way it is, okay? So get out there. Just do it. Just get into their groups, act like a hateful, anti-human piece of trash, and they'll start spewing, we're going to murder everybody, we're communists, oh God. I wish years ago I'd have caught on tape anarchists that are really communists coming up and telling me they're going to kill me and they're going to take over the country and stuff. I mean, I just, back then you didn't have phones to record or whatever, I'd have a camera guy and he'd be 10 feet away when they do it. You know, they'd come over when nobody was watching and punch you in the back, you know, and try to get you to physically attack them. They'd try all sorts of scams. And I'm just telling you, if the American people get up off the bench of every race, color, and creed, every stupid sexual persuasion, I don't care. Don't you believe in freedom? Don't you believe in the freedom of speech and property? I mean, that's why everybody wants to come here, because we have a little bit of freedom. Hell, we're a rat hole. We're a cesspit in many respects. But compared to other cesspits, we're looking pretty good right now. And just get off the bench. Get up off the bench. Get up off the stool. Get up and just get in the fight. It's going to feel so good once you're in it. I remember so many times there'd be some bully flunked 3-4 grades waiting for me in junior high or high school. And they'd say, I'm going to be waiting right here. And you know what? I'd be walking out. My mom was there to pick me up, or I'd be taking the bus. And I'd say, you know what? I'm going to go on down there to that park. That guy thinks he weighs 50 pounds, 100 pounds more than me. He's beat up a whole string of folks. Because the weird thing about it was so fun to just march after those people. No matter what they did to me, I was going to beat their ass in the end. You know what? At the end of the day, they'd be sitting there on the ground, laid out, blood all over their face, their nose broken, their teeth loose. Everybody would be going, look at that 13-year-old kid just beat up that 17-year-old bully. I'd look at him and I'd say, that's how you get the job done right there. And that's living. And I'm here to tell people right now, you need to stop being cowards and stop being afraid of these people. It's time to take them on. Because the fight isn't with schoolyard bullies here. It's with people that want to rape our rights, abort our children, chop their body parts up and sell them, and have this witch filth, Katie Couric, sit up there and edit videos like gun owners are a bunch of mentally retarded idiots. Sick of her crap. I salute Trump for going after that witch. Everything Trump does, from destroying political correctness to destroying globalism, destroying it, destroys them. It doesn't matter if he sells out or sold out. That's why he hasn't sold out. You speak these truths, it's big, long, black coffin nails driven right into their heart. You don't put stuff like this back in the bottle. Fight's already here. Like Patrick Henry said, our friends may cry peace, peace. There is no peace. There's already war in the north. The next gale will bring it here. Listen to our brethren. If you want to sell out, may your chains set lightly upon you, to paraphrase. But as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamins you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
A good stove is at the top of the list for any serious survivalist. That's why you have to see the full range at emberlit.com. Simple, elegant, but extraordinarily efficient. Available in titanium or stainless steel, the Emberlit line of stoves are ultralight, pack flat, and work great. Fueled only by sticks and debris, from emergency situations to long-term survival, Emberlit stoves are up to the task. Emberlit, the most convenient, easy-to-carry wood stoves on the planet. See them all at emberlit.com.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Racing.
Because he's racing and racing and plotting the course. He's fighting and fighting and riding on his horse.
He's going this turn.
Yeah!
He's haunted by something he cannot define. Bowel-shaking earthquakes of doubt and remorse assail him, impale him with monster truck force. In his mind, he's still driving, still making the grade.
We're going to Roger Joseph and others here in a moment. I know your folks called for Pastor Manning, but he's gone now. You got two great points to make. And the Diggs will pop in as soon as he gets there. He's in UCLA. I mean, it's like L.A.'s lockdown, escape from L.A. Two people got shot at UCLA in a city of 10 million people. Meanwhile, there's like probably 20 car deaths, motorcycle deaths, people being robbed, stabbed. But oh no, but when it's a shooting at a government facility, they have it all set up to lock everything down and let it go for hours where no one knows what's happened and no one knows what's this is how they brainwash the public against guns, to quote John P. Holdren. Oh, I'm sorry, that's the White House science czar that says he wants to kill you and your family with fluoride in the water. That's Eric Holder that does Fast and Furious, Oklahoma City, and other false flags. So let's go ahead and talk to Roger in Texas. You're on the air. Thanks for calling.
Alex, thanks for taking my call. I'm in San Antonio, a longtime listener, first-time caller.
Well, God bless you, sir.
Thank you so much. And I'm an Indian American, and so what I've been doing, and you know, folks here in the U.S., a lot of folks, they don't know about the danger. I mean, everyone calls it radical Islam, but that's not it. The problem is Islam itself. And we, you know, India has been dealing with this for 1,400 years. And the way, and there's a thing called Satya, and that is deception. And it says, deceive the infidel, and once you're in, slit his throat. And we see that in London. We see the mayor. So Islam itself.
Sure. So you've seen it before with the Western people coming in saying, we're going to be friendly, and then stabbing in the back. Yeah.
Absolutely. That's been happening for 1,400 years in India. And so I've been doing that. And the other thing, and when you're...
Sure. I'm talking about India itself. And we normally think of India, you know, the subcontinent as east, or the Middle East as east. But the Middle East is west of that. So describe to folks, as a you know, true Indian from India, what Islam's done in India.
Well, for 1,400 years, they come in. They say, okay, we're going to be traders. We're going to be living peacefully. And then they come in, they migrate, and they're let in because they say, we've been persecuted in our country, so let us in. And then they come in, and local people build them mosques and give them food and shelter and everything. And then they come in. The first thing they do is, because it's in the Quran, it says, take over, in order to subjugate your enemy, take over their women, and that's how you humiliate them and you subjugate them. So that's how they start. And then once it hits that critical mass, 10%, that's when they say, okay, we need our own Sharia. We need mosques. We need other people. We need all the infidels.
And they call for the next wave to come in. No, it's admittedly a religion of conquest. That's what they teach. And then any Muslims that aren't part of that are actually heretics that are being hunted down by their more radical brethren. Of course, folks don't know there's a huge war with Islam in India because India has been invaded by it for 1,400 years, and you said 1,300 years. What do you make of the Dalai Lama coming out and saying Germany shouldn't bring in the Muslims?
Now, that's so funny because, yeah, I have a lot of folks here, and first and second generation Indian Americans, they're kind of confused. They're like, okay, we're immigrants too. Should we be against all these Muslims coming in? But then what I've been doing is I do an initiation ceremony. I say, anyone that becomes a new citizen, a naturalized citizen, you need to listen to the Alex Jones show. Because a lot of these folks, they're smart. And once they listen to a couple episodes of your show, and then they see, they connect the dots, they're like, oh, we've seen this before.
That's right. You don't see Indians running around trying to, you know, blow buildings up or, you know, make everybody submit to their will.
Exactly. So I try to, in a way, I know, and that's what the pastor said as well. Sometimes I have to chain these folks into, you know, it's a kind of tough love. I say, hey, okay, you know, this country, you know, invited all of us to come in and open its arms. It's our duty to come in. Once we become citizens, we need to make sure that this country is safe. And you know, and so that's their problem is.
Sure. I mean, look at the Middle East. All they do is kill each other. It's because of the conquest nature of what Islam has turned into. There have been some periods when Islam was a better force than, you know, Christianity when it became dark. But the truth is now it's very radical, it's very conquest-oriented, and the globalists and socialists are allied with it because they only want short-term power. They don't care about what happens in 50 years.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite, a 7-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendivite. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your
life with Extendivite. Listen to this angel
Fanta, the front lines of the human awakening. It's the InfoWar.
And now, Alex Jones.
There must be some kind of way out of here.
Said the Joker to the thief. There's too much confusion. I can't get no relief.
Businessman there, to drink my wine.
I listened to the song 10 times last night at least. One after the other. I was in my bedroom. My kids were like, what are you doing? Turn it off. I was like, no, I'm going to play it again. It's a transcendent song. Joe Biggs is getting in place right now. Helicopters are overhead. UCLA, 2 people shot. I was just watching Fox News. They're like, all white males must now get on the ground and put their hands up. How about the cops? But I kind of get it. If the suspect's a white male, they're coming out of the college. But 2 people been shot. They're now locking down a bunch of public schools. Major highways, L.A.'s being locked down, total bedlam. Over 2 people shot, who knows? And they're about to have like a trickly puff, New World Order, anti-free speech events there. Is this a false flag? I don't know. The White House has been caught doing a false flag called Fast and Furious, and El Chapo's got U.S. government 50 cals. So when they've been caught doing it, they're the main suspects. Yes, is this a false flag? I want to ask that question. I'm not saying it's a false flag, a staged event, but if our government, run by criminals, has been caught running Fast and Furious and all these other events, time and time again to blame the Second Amendment, and the former Attorney General said, brainwash the public against guns, have they let another mentally ill person out to do this? Did they stage it? Is it a drill? They've done it before. Who knows? I'm not saying the average cop's involved. I'm saying this stinks to high heaven because Trump's coming out to the West Coast. You know, Hillary's out there pushing her anti-gun agenda. We got helicopters overhead of your TV viewer, Infowars.com/show. For radio listeners, Infowars.com/show to find the free video feed. iPad, iPod, Apple, Droid apps. It's all free right there at Infowars.com/show. But most people are listening on AM and FM radio right now, describing what's there. Joe Biggs reporting from the scene. He was there to cover all the social justice warriors running around demonizing the First Amendment, trying to shut down free speech. Joe Biggs, great job getting there so quickly. What is your intel?
So what I have so far is here at the UCLA campus, there has actually been possibly three dead. Police have actually found a gun, and it happened at the engineering number 4 building, is what I'm being told here by some of the locals. Now, there's been small groups of students being rushed out of here from the campus under this bridge here. And as you can see, there's tons of people on top, construction workers that were working on some of the buildings. They've been told to stand back. And you've got police here. You've got a lot of media around through here as well, talking or trying to talk to students as they come out. So far, many of them haven't said much, but we're going to be out here as much as we can. Hopefully, we can find out where Fox is getting their feed from, where all the police are. Maybe I can get over that way as well. But this was just the first spot that I could get to that I found. I'm not very familiar with this campus.
Well, I tell you, Joe, you're doing a great job. Be safe. But, I mean, just the hysteria. It's on every news channel. L.A.'s being locked down. Hundreds of schools. It's just total hysteria over two people shot. And we're not getting details. Why aren't the police just storming in to wherever the supposed shooting happened? What is this thing with, like, hundreds of SWAT team guys standing around, you know, sitting on their thumbs?
Yeah, I don't know. It was interesting because last night, you know, I was up here covering the free speech event with Milo. And at that time, there were students that were being extremely violent. Students who don't like free speech. Students who hate really what America stands for. They hate freedom. And they were banging on these doors. Oh, we got a ton of cops swarming in right now.
Keep going, Joe.
And as that was happening, there were students banging on the outside protesters trying to get into the building. And I was able to speak with Milo's agent just a little bit ago. And what they told me is they had left the event, went outside, were walking around, decided to go back inside. And when they were hanging out inside, there was a bomb threat called in on them, and the police had to usher them out. So I'm in the works of trying to get an interview with Milo's agent and have them talk about what happened to them in that situation. But now it's at the point where they're even worried about having this event today in Long Beach, where I was actually at earlier today.
Well, packed halls all over the country when a Breitbart editor goes screaming, trying to stop some gay guy from having free speech. These people are so shameful. And I've got a short clip I want to play with audio that's had the cuss words cut out. The fact we get 57 seconds out of like an hour of footage is amazing. There's so much cussing on this by these people. You think the only language they have is cuss words strung together as they try to shut down free speech. So let's play a clip of what Joe experienced last night. Here it is.
Victim.
You, man.
But you look like you look like him.
Don't let him have free speech.
My mommy put me in diapers till I was 10. Ooh. I mean, it's just,
I guess we got to bleep out all this as the cuss words, but just total hysteria. They have no future, no jobs. The degrees are worthless. So they just psych warfare them with high-tech brainwashing to just be hysterical idiots. He's screaming, shutting down speech. I mean, I think they're morons. By the way, we always debate them to come on the show. We tell them to. They won't do it. All right, Joe, describe while you shoot footage of the helicopters and the police and the two supposedly shot, but they won't give us any details for hours, just dominating the news cycle. Oh, my God, there's guns everywhere. Oh, we're all dead. You know, great white sharks kill 50 million people a year. So do guns. We're all dead. Easter bunnies kill 5 billion. While all this hysteria is going on, this looks like a psyop to me that's gone on this long. Or this is just a paralyzed and wicked flee with none pursue. Comments on this, comments on being nesting with the social justice warriors.
Well, the interesting thing that happened last night, there were two of these social justice warriors that had skin heads, and I'm actually going to be walking around the campus. I'm going to see if I can get closer and get some good footage.
That's right. We're watching you.
There was two guys, there was a male and a female that had skin heads, and they were, as people were passing by with Donald Trump hats on, the Make America Great Again hats, they were screaming and calling them Nazis. So in the one conversation you see where the guy with the bald head, he looks at me. I was like, oh, my God, look, it's a Nazi. And he goes, I'm a Jew. Leave me alone. Ah! And he just starts screaming and flipping out. I was like, dude, I'm making fun of the fact that you're attacking people. You're pushing people that are trying to get into an event that promotes free speech. Yes, that's very much like a Nazi. I'm not talking about the fact that.
Exactly. They yell and attack you and want to shut you down. If you respond, they go, it's on video. Ah! I mean, they're nuts.
Yeah, completely and totally insane.
So what else happened?
Well, like I said, these people were, the women kept jumping. They were the most violent ones, too. The women would jump and back into these male reporters.
And they looked like total mental patients. I mean, if I was trying to cast people to act like mentally ill zombies as a Hollywood producer, I would hire these women. I mean, these are basket cases.
Yeah, they were sitting here trying to play the victim. They would assault someone and then scream that they were a victim and then try to get the police to come over there to arrest them. I mean, it was complete and total insanity. And if you're watching, I'm actually going up a walkway right now that's going to overlook the campus, hopefully. I can see news crews off to the right. They're sitting there like good little boys doing their job on the corner. I'm going to actually try to get in close. And like they said, there still is an active shooter. A gun has been found. Possibly three people have been shot and killed out here. And this is the exact same place where Milo had his free speech event last night. And the whole thing about this, these guys are worried. I mean, that's what these insane people do.
They all right, Joe, you're going up on an overpass above a parking garage. Try to get a better vantage of things. Be careful, because you are a white male. It was reported on Fox News. They showed them they're making all the white males lay down.
Are you serious?
Yeah, so I guess Aide Skrelak, who goes, you're an effing white male, you're not allowed to talk. I guess he's probably pleased right now, even though he's a white male.
He's not too happy about his white privilege at this point, then.
In fact, do we have Aide Skrelak yet? Do we have him? Yeah, we can actually can show some. There he is. There's Carl the Tuck.
I can see a bunch of police over here now. Looks like I'm walking into their area.
These people are funny. I shouldn't make jokes about all this. This is too crazy. I mean, you got a city of 10 million people like locked down in hysteria over two shot right now.
You have to laugh at it because you have to laugh at it and you have to point out the insanity or else other people aren't going to see that it's wrong. That's what's happened. It's been a lack of parenting by some of these people. And these kids have been coddled their entire lives. They think they can run around acting like a bunch of crazy people without any kind of repercussions or anything like that.
All right, Joe, let me have you pause for a minute. I want to give some fair time under FCC rules, under fair use and under the fairness doctrine. I want to give Aide Skrelak, that our reporter, Rob New, got footage of, with what he responds intellectually to what you have to say. Here, let's go ahead and play that.
You're a white male! White male!
And there's Carl Tuck, the greatest cartoon character since Daffy Duck.
What are we doing about
it's you. It's you.
So did you support the Iraqi war?
There's Eric H. Skrelak, Carl the Cuck, and what's the woman's name?
There's tons of police outside of this building. I think I'm at the right building now.
Yes, Joe, tell us what you're now seeing. Be careful.
All right, so I just came over this overpass area. Now I'm walking into where there's a whole bunch of students. Looks like there's tons of police lined up on both sides of the road over here. This seems to be the main area where
They've got yellow tape up everywhere. What is going on?
I'm going to try to zoom in. It doesn't let me look.
They got a bunch of police waiting there.
Yeah.
Got a lot of students there. Those look like police. Describe for TV viewers what you're seeing, Joe Biggs, a radio listener.
So as we're seeing right now, there's a lot of people in this breezeway area. And we're looking over into where all the police have migrated to. This seems to be like the main area that they're focused on.
So there's a woman in wedge shoes right there in blue jeans. Let's talk to her real quick. To your left. There you go. Let's do more important work here. Where'd she
go? You guys know what's going on so far?
Yeah, there's actually, from what I gather, there's been a shooting in there.
Wait, sorry, he's just calling to do a phone
witness
right now.
Okay, cool.
What'd she say to you?
He said he loves the show. He'll talk to us later.
Oh, really? What did she say?
She says that he's calling in to do an interview with her first.
Okay, she's like, thanks for trying to steal her big interview. Oh, my God. I love
it. He's a fan of
T-Brain. Joe, keep going for radio listeners.
So as you can see, there's tons of police vehicle. Looks like there's SWAT officers coming up and down that way. On the other side here, there's a whole lot of police that have amassed. Helicopters are flying all over. But basically, most people are just kind of frozen right here, trying to figure out what's going on. Once again, if you're just joining, we're at the UCLA campus in Southern California around L.A.
Man, look at, there's like dozens of police cars where you're at. And I heard they got like most of campus locked down, Joe.
Yeah, I mean, I've been able to walk around pretty easily so far. This is the first area I've really seen where there's tape and they're not allowing anybody to go in. But
I've been watching the press conference. They still don't have any information. I mean, how many hours is this going to go on?
Yeah, it's been going on for about an hour and a half, 2 hours, I guess, now.
There it is. UCLA shooting. Another gun-free zone. Paul Watson, Infowars.com. Victim disarmament policy claims more lives. At least two people were killed during a shooting on UCLA campus today. And another victim disarmament gun-free zone. A UCLA police spokesperson said officers responded to a engineering lab and asked students to go to a secure location. How about they have guns and just shoot the person? After the campus-wide alert system issued a notification, which is totally worthless. It's like having TSA with the borders open. At time of press, the gunman is still on the loose and has not been apprehended. According to California state law, gun ownership is strictly regulated on the campus of UCLA. Yeah, why is this always on gun-free zones, Joe Biggs?
Because criminals don't abide by laws. And therefore, when you make something a gun-free zone, you then make it a kill zone. That's a soft target. Criminals, bad guys who want to do harm, they don't go after something that's hard. Like, you don't run at a buffalo. You don't run at an elephant. Why? Because it's bigger than you and has a good chance of taking you out. Unless you have an elephant gun, which is the great equalizer. So you have to have things that make things an equalizer. And there's criminals out there that want to kill you. They just want to take your stuff. They don't care about you. They have no care about life. They don't care about
and
anything.
And they all move to Chicago, L.A., New York, D.C., where they have a bunch
Baltimore.
Of people to feed on. I mean, if I was a predator, I'd want to go after the folks that Mark Dice interviews. These people do not know how to find their butt with both hands.
These are all Democrat states. These are all areas where there are people who are just completely brainwashed by this whole notion that if you take guns away, you're going to make everything happen.
Exactly. I'm no fan of Republicans. They got their problems. You know, a lot of them are dumb, too. But Democrats are the dumbest idiots, and they all talk about how smart they are, but they know nothing. I mean, they really are a plague of idiots.
Yeah, they're like the leading cause of death in America.
It's a good point. It's documented. Joe, continuing here. I'm going to want you to go into the next hour, off and on, popping in,
okay.
And David Knight is hosting. But obviously try to find, and he did a great job getting there, wherever the press conference is. Maybe we can give him the information, the intel, so you can actually get to one of these stupid press conferences. But we're not going to hear anything. I mean, I would ask in the press conference.
Go ahead. You know where a press conference would be at?
Yes.
Down there? Okay.
Anyway, yeah, just go into that line. They're fine. And then try to ask a question as you've done other press conferences. This is another victim disarmament zone with like 500 cops. You can't find the guy. We don't expect you to find him. It's not your job. Your job's not to stop crime. It is to arrest people who've done bad things and bring them to the people's court, the jury, the grand jury. But another victim disarmament zone, your gun control doesn't work. It creates a vacuum for criminals to enter. Joe Biggs?
Exactly. And I mean, that's what we're seeing in all these other places. Look at all the other, look at history. Look at every time they've taken guns away from things like that, the place has fallen. Tyrants move in, they take over. And now we have a presidential candidate who wants to, you know, this self-confessed socialist, and people are actually falling for him. They don't understand that they're basically jumping on a sword by voting for him.
But you know, Dos Equis is getting rid of the most interesting man and actually getting Bernie Sanders to be the most interesting man, Joe.
God, I hope not.
I mean, sarcastic.
That'd be horrible. Yeah, I know.
It's a joke. Bernie's is the most idiotic moron you could have out there. But see, I think he believes what he spews. That's why they don't want him in power. They love socialism. Got an armored vehicle right there, huh, Joe?
Yeah, look at his disciples, though. Look at the people that show up to these free speech events. The fact that you see large amounts of Americans now completely against what America stands for. Freedom of speech, freedom to protect yourself. And what's happening? Where are these people amassed at? Where you see all this stuff are the places where there are shootings all the time. They're soft targets. Soft targets are areas that always get hit. What happened when ISIS came to Texas, Alex? They got taken out. We got the Second Amendment there.
That's right, Joe Biggs. It's crazy you're out there to cover the social justice warriors led by Stay Puff, Triggly Puff. And then now you're right there in the middle of just this total hysteria. Large parts of L.A. shut down as hundreds of police run in all directions. Hell, there's hundreds where you're at, thousands, looking for somebody that's long gone. Might have been a drill, might have been a false flag.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
By the way, ElectroPure, the folks that make these amazing water filters that cut basically everything out at InfoWarsStore.com, they have got a new ElectroPure Breeze, one of the most incredible air filters ever. Just go see it for the price. Nothing gets close. It's so amazing. This is years in the making. It's 25% off plus $184 for this room filter. InfoWarsStore.com. The revolutionary air purifier is here. Look at it in study side by side with units as much as $900. $184 beats it. That's introductory. That's savings of $65 off right now, or 26.02%. Also, Anthroplex is back in stock. Supermel Vitality, Lung Cleanse, a lot of really great high-quality products at InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com. Takes you right to the nutraceuticals section. Also, you get free shipping on orders of $50 or more, 10% off when you sign up for AutoShip. And there's so many other specials. Just go check out the Mothership store, InfoWarsStore.com, and check out the subpages like Made in 1776.com and ForgeLife.com. And you want to follow the great longevity products. They're separate from us, but are excellent. Over 400 products, and then your purchase supports the broadcast. You can go to InfoWarsHealth.com or InfoWarsTeam.com. They have Beyond Tangy Tangerine and Polymer, some other great products there. Joe Biggs, I know you're there. What's happened since the break started? You're at UCLA, side of the shooting. You were there to cover the anti-free speech mobs. Could this be a false flag, Joe? I mean, if the Justice Department got caught running fast and furious, CBS News, to blame the Second Amendment, could they have staged something here, Joe?
Okay, cool. There's some guy telling me if I go back over there again, I can't come back, but who cares? I'll still do it.
Was that a cop telling you that?
No, some campus patrol guy.
Just some guy on a power trip. I'm sure he loves the Lord Order. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's fine. Who cares? I'll get around him. I was able to get through all the police in North Paris and Saint-Denis when the raids on the ISIS guys were happening. So I'm sure it's not going to be too hard for me to get past this guy.
Absolutely. Just another buck-toothed moron. Go ahead. So you heard my question. Could this be a false flag?
I mean, looking at what happened last night at the event, the fact that there was a bomb threat called, the fact that now this is happening the very next day after one of these events happens, I mean, it's really interesting when you see something like that happen. I mean, I don't know. It's too hard to tell right now. There's not a lot of information.
No, I hear you. And because they have a past history of this, that's why I don't trust them. I'm just saying the possibility has to be admitted because they've done it before. It's like if a guy's a convicted child molester on your block and a kid gets molested, they're a suspect. We don't know they did it, but they've done it before, though.
Yeah, exactly. As you can see, they've already got dogs out now. They got the canine police.
So here's the question. Like, will they keep L.A. locked down for days looking for the shooter, two dead?
Yeah, never know. Possibly. I mean, that's somebody's child or father that got shot. So, yeah, someone's going to keep looking.
That's very, very sad. I'm just saying, is how much of L.A. is locked down right now?
Well, it wasn't too bad. I mean, I got here in about 45 minutes from Long Beach. But, you know, as I was on the way up here, this was kind of unfolding. And more police were on their way. And it looked like a lot of the overpasses and stuff started to have police parking under it. So,
sure, let me ask you this question. What would Trigglypuff or Age Skrillex do right now?
Cry and blame the fact that guns exist on it instead of actually being a realist and understanding that, guess what, they've been invented, they're here to stay, they're not going anywhere, and what we need to do is to have that great equalizer. Everyone needs to have a way to protect
themselves. Right. There's always going to be crazy people. Like in Japan, they have stabbings every week. Some crazy, stabs 18 people on a school bus. Do we ban knives? No. We try to identify Fruit Loops.
Yeah, it's insane the way that people try to weigh this out with, it's not rational thinking at all.
All right, I want to get your take on what you experienced more with the social justice warriors and talk about this new superstar you've discovered on InfoWars.com there at UCLA, Alice the Goon. We're back in 70 seconds, and David Knight's going to take over after that. Alice the Goon, InfoWars.com/show for free feeds. Some stations don't care the fourth hour. Stay with us. Spread the word. They hate it. Spread the word. The enemy hates it. They hate it. They hate it. They hate it. They hate it.